Welcome to the Imprints Lexio podcast from Ecclesia, a guided meditation on an excerpt from this week's Imprints text. During this guided meditation, you'll hear the scripture text read three different times by three different voices. Before each reading, I'll give you a few words of guidance. Remember, the goal of Lexio is not to increase your knowledge of the Bible, interpret it, or to even have some extraordinary experience. Instead, the goal is to listen to what God is saying to you today through the scripture. As the text is read for the first time, listen for the word or phrase that leaps out at you. What word or phrase sticks in your memory? As you hear, take it into your heart and silently repeat or ponder that word or phrase.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory.
What word or phrase leapt out at you? Hold that word or phrase in your heart during this time of silence. Click pause now and spend as much time as you need in silence. As the text is read again, this time by a new reader, continue to meditate on the word or phrase that speaks to you. Let it interact with your thoughts, your hopes, your dreams, and your memories. Consider how this word or phrase is touching your life today.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory.
How is the word or phrase touching your life today? Click pause and spend as much time as you need in silence and meditation. As you hear the text read for the third time, listen for the invitation of God. What is this text calling you to do? What is this text calling you to be or become? How is God seeking to shape your life through this text?
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of your inheritance towards redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory.
What is God calling you forth to do or be? Let these words shape your heart as you meditate prayerfully in this silence. Click pause and spend as much time as you need in silence and meditation. Now, rest in God's presence. God's arms are open wide, ready to embrace you as a child. Before you return to your activities, spend a few moments in prayer, responding to or asking God to help you respond to the invitation you have received. If you keep a journal, write down some notes about any insights you may have had and what God has spoken to you during this time. As you are finished, go in the grace and peace of the Lord. You have been listening to the Imprints Lexio podcast from Ecclesia in Fairview, North Carolina. For more information about our community, the Imprints curriculum, or other ministries at Ecclesia, go to ecclesiabaptist.org.